News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, the return to school, of course, is fast approaching. Don't want to think about it, but nonetheless, it is. And the Teachers Union of Ireland has warned that students are going to miss out on subject options this year due to the ongoing recruitment and retention crisis. And Anthony Quinn, TUI president, joins us. Anthony, we've heard for a long time about the recruitment and the retention crisis in teaching. But realistically, can anything be done about it at the moment?
Well, absolutely, Ciara, and good morning to you and your listeners. Certainly, we've been putting very meaningful and substantive things that the Department of Education can do in order to address some of the issues that are being experienced. So, absolutely, we've been warning and we're on the record the last few years, but fundamentally, this year, we're looking at a scenario where a huge amount of students will not have a qualified teacher for their subjects this year. And the department have kind of sat on their hands, and there's been no real effective initiatives that are being implemented.
Okay. Are there any subjects in particular that are going to be very difficult to get a qualified teacher in, do we know?
Absolutely. So, like, we're basing off figures from the department's own research from 23 to 24, which identified 930 unmet demands across teaching subjects. Particularly, you're talking about shortfalls of 190 teachers for mathematics, 170 teachers for Irish, 92 teachers for home economics, right down to all the subject areas across the board. Previously, this would have been sort of perceived as being a kind of an urban issue, but, you know, statistically it's showing that there is shortages right across the country now. The urban.
So not just Dublin and the affordability issue in Dublin, it's broader than that?
Absolutely not. In actual fact, one of the highest counties with shortfalls of teachers is Cavan at 64%. The highest is Meath at 75%, Roscommon, Donegal 67%. It's a countrywide issue and it's only getting more scary.
Okay. One of the issues that you are highlighting, Anthony, is the issue around the cost and the length of time it now takes to train as a teacher. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Like, we're identifying that the PME was increased to a two-year program some years back, and if that was reduced back to 1 year, it would release 3,500 teachers back into the system. It's also prohibitively expensive.
That's so, the Masters in Education for people listening, is it?
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, certainly I would have went from a system whereby I would have a one-year teacher training program. The former Minister for Education, Norma Foley, also did a one-year program, and then it was just arbitrarily increased to two. Also, the prohibitive costs involved, like most of the colleges are costing, it's a minimum of €12,000, up to €16,000 to do that PME. So It's twofold. It excludes a lot of people from doing it. And also, like I would have explained to your researcher yesterday here, there would have been a huge amount of people who maybe in their mid-30s would have identified teaching as something that they would like to gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. But they cannot afford to take a two-year sabbatical to earn no wages while they undertake a teaching programme in 2 years in duration.
Okay, so tell me the solution to that. Because if I'm 35 and I have a degree in economics, let's just say, and I'm working somewhere, but I think I'd like to become a teacher. What should I have to do to train to become a teacher? I presume I shouldn't be able to just go into a classroom with no training at all.
Well, you'd have your level 8 degree, and then the previous dispensation would have been that you would have a 1 year upskilling program and then supported when you were in the program. Some people could undertake that 1 year, but certainly in the cost of living crisis, they can't undertake 2 years.
Okay, so you're suggesting going back to 1 year and support. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. What about the issue, and I have to ask you, of career breaks? Because we know that there are lots of teachers who take career breaks, and not when they are jaded and 15 years into the profession, often very early on in their career, as soon as they get a permanent job and then off to Dubai or wherever with them. Would the teachers be willing, in order to support their colleagues who are left here carrying the can, would they be willing to give up that easy access to career breaks in order to facilitate, I suppose, better manpower within schools?
See, I wouldn't ascribe to that logic, Ciara, that, you know, in order, a profession that is suffering from a whole crisis in terms of attractability, that the cure is that we actually make it less attractive by denying people the opportunity to go on and career breaks. Fundamentally, and I've dealt with teachers in that scenario, if they've got refused a career break, they just resign on the spot because they know that, you know,
yeah, but
they're
that actually isn't the worst thing in the world, is it? Because that permanent job then becomes available to somebody else. I take your point. You're saying don't make us less attractive. But one of the reasons you are unattractive, no, but one of the reasons you are unattractive, Anthony, is because you're so short-staffed and because it's a difficult and stressful profession. If you were less short-staffed, so in a way, the career breaks that you're fighting to defend are kind of counterproductive because it's making it harder for those who are left behind.
Kira, the career break is a red herring that deflects from the key issues. I'm absolutely convinced that would have no positive effect. And the notion that a principal might give permission for their teachers to go and experience their career break, they come back refreshed, fulfilled, and then they have them for invariably the next 35 years. So they're going to go anyway. And as I say, it they bring something back. The danger for a lot of teachers is that they're seen by their students as being one-dimensional. When they've gone, you know, they've experienced life, you know, and teaching by the very nature, they go through school, they then go to college for 6 years, and then they're back in school. So it's that whole notion that they've had life experience, they've broadened their surroundings, and they're bringing something back to their schools and to their students.
All right. Look, we'll leave it there this morning. Thank you for joining us. That is Anthony Quinn there, TUI president.
Is there any other job you can think of where you can get a career break on day one of being made permanent? I was trying to think of one. I can't think of one.
I can't think of one either.
I get it after 10 years or 15
Text
years.
Text us now if you know of one.
Yeah, just be curious.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.